Time now, 8:25, Thursday morning, September number 12. Ah, yes. It was 21 years ago today that Essex got its very own commercial radio station. It was Essex FM, the 30th independent radio station to hit the UK. And these were the words, the very first words spoken on this radio station by Mr. John Scragg.
Hello, I'm John Scragg, and welcome to Britain's 30th independent local radio station. But this one's a bit different, because this is Essex Radio, and this one's for you.
Good morning, I'm Steve Wood. John and I will be with you every weekday morning, and because today is the beginning of local radio for Essex, we're here to start things rolling. You'll find the station is a friend, full of entertainment, news and information, and it's especially for you.
What kinds of things would you like to hear?
That's music. I'd like to hear some news on things that are going on.
Toilets. Oh, that's very serious. That should be the main headlines. Toilets.
I bet those jingles bring back memories, don't they, Mr. John Scragg?
No more, please. That was awful.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
Well, I was all right. My God, I sound so formal.
Don't you, though?
It's like on Radio 4.
Now, look, I mean, surely the station must have been put together a bit quick-like because you didn't change your name. John Scragg, I mean, what kind of a DJ name was that?
Exactly. I mean, come on. But you never forget it, do you, eh?
You don't. That's right. And many people, I can tell you now, to this very day, still mention you, me old mate.
Do they really?
Can I just say,
many congratulations to you. 21st, eh?
Well, yeah, here we are, 21 years on, and look at the state of the place. What have we done? Now, John, you know, those very first words spoken on Essex FM must have been, Essex Radio as it was back then, of course.
It was.
Must have been quite nerve-wracking, I would imagine.
I think it was perhaps the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. I mean, I was very young at the time. I think I was 8.
Right, okay.
I think my voice was just broken, actually, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, and launching a brand new radio station and being, as you say, the first voice on that radio station, I think, of course, it's nerve-wracking, isn't it? And,
was it scripted or ad-libbed?
I think that first line, I do remember, I mean, I can't... I mean, when you played that back, I can't remember saying that. I thought I said it 6 o'clock on whatever it was, the 12th of September.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, never mind. Yeah. But no, it was obviously scripted, and we were a bag of nerves.
Mm-hmm.
We were. Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. But there you go.
I can imagine it was. What was your greatest memory of working here at Essex Radio?
My greatest
memory.
I've got many great memories, actually. I was there for 4 years, you know.
Right.
And I didn't get fired.
Really?
He sounds so proud, doesn't he? As if that's become just the norm since then. Of course, I've been fired at every job ever since then.
I was never fired.
John, thanks ever so much
for
coming on.
You're welcome. Have a good day and many congratulations.
And can you remember what it was, the very first song that we played on Essex
FM? I certainly do. I'll never forget that one.
Go on. What was it?
It was awful. It was one of the worst he ever did. Wired for Sound.
It was Wired for Sound.
Oh, you're not going to play it, are you?
I think we'll get it on in just a moment.
Oh,
actually.
Please. Goodbye.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a good day.
He couldn't get away quick enough at the sound of Cliff Richard coming up, as I'm sure he's not alone.